A further question that has come up because of davening at home during lockdown is from somebody who's found himself davening very often in the kitchen during lockdown, and he says there's a mirror on the fridge and it made him wonder if he's allowed to daven in front of the mirror. He didn't explain why he's davening in the kitchen or why there's a mirror on the fridge, but I don't think those are particularly critical to this question. So the question of davening in front of a mirror is actually mentioned by the Mishnah Berura towards the end of Siman Tzadik, Sifkatan Ayin Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch is talking about davening in front of various pictures, and the Mishnah Berura quotes other Achronim, all of whom quote the Radbaz, who says that one's not allowed to daven in front of a mirror, because in doing so, it looks like one is bowing to oneself. Another reason given by some Achronim, Machatzit HaShekel mentions this, why one shouldn't daven in front of a mirror, is because of Hesech Hadat, is because it's distracting. You keep seeing yourself shockling or moving around in front of you, or hair's loose, or your something's not quite right, and you're going to be distracted by it. So it's not a good idea to daven in front of a mirror. So it's quite clear that one shouldn't daven in front of a mirror. A further question addressed by some Achronim, though, is what about davening in front of various shiny things, or indeed in front of a window at night? If you stand in front of a window at night, then you see your, if there's a light on in the room that you're in, you see your reflection bang in front of you. Very often in shuls, there are windows on the front wall, especially if it wasn't really built at first as a shul. If it's built at first as a shul, often the windows are higher up. But if it was built originally as something else, there are often windows at the front at face level, and during the day you see out, but at night you see your reflection. So can you stand in front of that when you daven? Rav Vosna has a tshuva about a shul which has a Shiviti sign in front of the chazan, and the letters are very, very shiny, and the chazan can see his own reflection in those letters. So is this going to be a problem? So a footnote in the encyclopedic work on Hilchot Tefillah, Ishe Yisrael, in Perek Tet, he says in a footnote that it is a problem because it's the same consideration as with a mirror. It looks like you're bowing to yourself, and I guess one can also be distracted, so he says one shouldn't do this. And a number of sources bring down in the name of the stipler as well that one shouldn't daven in such under such condition, or one shouldn't place oneself in such a condition to daven. One should find somewhere better to daven. However, Rav Vosna in Tshuva in Shevet Halevi, Chelek Tet, he says that essentially you don't need to worry too much about it. Obviously, it would be best not to daven in that way. But seeing as it wasn't made for this purpose, something with a shiny surface wasn't made to function as a mirror so that people can see their reflection, therefore you don't need to worry. It's occurred to me that there might be room to differentiate between something large and something small. So davening in front of a window at night when you can, you know, really see yourself very, very clearly, and you know any time you open your eyes you've got this distraction, then that would be perhaps a problem, whereas if it's something small like a shiny doorknob or something like that, so then it's would be less of a problem. Adkan.